This is the BBC Home Service. Any questions? No? Very well, then. We present Secret Agents Sellers, Seacombe and Milligan in The Goon Show. In the American Senate, Senator Wunderschmidt said,
Baltimore, the house of all-American activities, by Lord Arley Arley Arlo, and the white queen in multicolor, and Arley Arley Arlo, Parnell started a Russian attack on East Acton, Arthur, Yakimura, Arthur.
He continued by saying,
Bah!
Which concluded his speech. Then on March the 3rd, in our House of Commons at 4 o'clock, the Prime Minister said,
Tee up, lads. Down with Billy Cotton.
These everyday exchanges in our political circles are made known to us by all the daily newspapers. But what of the secret services?
Yes, what of them? Unknown to us, the secret services of the striving powers are in constant battle. Move and counter-move, plot and counter-plot.
We give you now the story of only one minute fragment in this mosaic of political intrigue. Take the case of Agent X-2.
I am X-2. My mission started when I was called to HQ MI5. I'd hardly got on board the train for London when I had the uneasy feeling I was being watched.
Your tickets, please.
Tickets? Yes. Well, there we are.
Here. This is a platform ticket.
That's right. I always travel by platform.
Come on now. Where's your ticket?
Of course. Just joking. There.
Here. This is from Piccadilly to Green Park.
Yes, I know. It's a very easy journey. I often make it.
Yes, don't mess me about. I only want your
ticket. My ticket, of course, my ticket. Unusual habit, lad. There. There you are.
About time, too. Here, wait a minute. This was issued in 1902.
Yes. Running late, aren't we?
But it's for the Brighton-London stagecoach.
Well, well, well.
This ain't a stagecoach.
You mean this train isn't horse-drawn?
Nah.
I demand my money back. You charlatan. You blind fool, you.
Just a minute. You can't lumber me with all that clever talk. You've got to pay for your ticket. Now, where did you get on?
Curse. The game's up. Well, now, what is that last station?
Sand Junction.
That's it. That's when I got on.
And we didn't stop there.
You think it was easy?
No. Now then, where are you going to?
The next station.
Oh, that'll be 18 and threepence.
Right. Well, here we are.
Thank you.
Fool. Little does he know that the real fare is not 18 and threepence, but 32 and six.
Little does he know that I'm nothing to do with the railway.
Curses. Thus, I arrived at HQ MI5.
Oh! Come in, X2.
Thank you, sir.
Now, X2, you know what we want you for?
No.
Well, don't go away, we'll think of something. yes, X2, have you ever been to Russia?
No.
Ever been to Moscow?
Yes.
That'll do. Colonel Headstone, you would better explain to this lad.
Well, X2, we have reason to believe that the Russians have perfected a time machine. With it, they could go forward into the future. Once there, they build planes that will travel faster than the speed of light. They have got to be stopped doing that. You are the man for the job.
You can stand by me to rely on you.
Thank you. Now, a few particulars. Are you married?
No, sir.
Understandable. I would go on this mission myself, but for one thing.
What, sir?
It's too darn dangerous.
You mean I might get killed?
With a bit of luck, yeah.
Oh, Colonel's joking. Now, X2, follow me.
Right.
Now then, Mr. Kron?
Yes?
This is X2. Mr. Kron, would you gen him up on the Rusky intelligence? Good.
Now, X2, what?
Captain Harry Seagoon at your service.
Let me out. Captain Seagoon at your Harry Seagoon service. Now, here he's about to have the Russian master spy, Igor Blimey. He's escaped from every prison in Europe.
But, sir, there's nothing on this photograph.
Oh, he's escaped again. Never mind. Next, there is the most hated man in Russia.
Who?
Charlie Chester.
They too are poor wretches.
Yes, they do. But now the most deadly agent of them all. They call him the Silent Bugler.
The Silent Bugler?
Yes, nobody has ever seen him. But here is a rare record of him. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
That's him. The Silent Bugler. If ever you hear nothing like that, look out.
With that warning ringing in my nose, I spent the next 3 days in 2 weeks training under Major Braddock.
Sadia! You and me are. And if you like, you.
You can stand by me to run you.
Thank you. Now, lad, training.
They tell me that during the last war you were taken prisoner.
Yes, but I escaped.
Where from?
Dartmoor. Now first, disguises. Here, black your face with this burnt cork. That's it, lad. Now put on this straw hat. Yes, wonderful. Now take this banjo. There, you look marvelous.
You think it'll fool the Russians?
Russians? You idiot, you'll never fool them with that lock. Get it all off. It's a good job you came to me.
You can stand on me to lie by you.
Thud, oh, thud, thud. Russians, you say? Well. In that case, you must appear inconspicuous. I have the very outfit. Stand by to check.
Right.
One scarlet beard with detachable bells.
Yes.
One pair of reversible plastic socks, easily convertible into dog cardigan.
Brilliant.
One rubber dagger.
What's the use of a rubber dagger?
We don't want to shed blood needlessly, lad.
You're quit robbed, meager blood now.
I'll go ahead of the hand. Now, finance. 3,000 lira in rupees, payable in pesetas at any Mongolian bank, whilst wearing tennis shoes in a thunderstorm.
You've thought of everything.
Next, the sensitivity test. I just blindfold you. Now then, have it on there, around the eyes. Now, you can't see a thing, can you?
No.
I want you to tell me what I'm doing, right?
Thud.
Good.
You're taking my gold ring off my finger.
Yes.
Now you're removing my gold watch. And my fountain pens from my pocket.
Oh, wonderful. Keep it up.
Now you're taking my wallet. At you've taken my money belt.
Good lad, keep going.
No, I can't feel you doing anything now. No, I... Hello?
Your call from Paris, you're through.
Right. Hello?
Hello, Seacombe. The lesson's over, lad.
End of The Silent Bugler, Part 1. At the organ, Max Geldray.
Thank you.
The Silent Bugler, Part 2.
But first, for listeners who have just tuned in, here is a rapid synopsis.
Now read on.
Before my departure for Russia, I took one final test.
Yes, Seagram, we want you to identify objects that will be held up in rapid succession by the sergeant here.
You can stand by me for a little hunt. I hear you.
Good. Sergeant Eccles, do your duty.
Okay. Now the first object I hold up is this. Watch this.
A banana.
Good, 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 good. Oh, good. Now then, watch this.
Pencil.
Good, 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 good. Good. Now then, the last one. Watch this. Watch this, I'm holding up.
Let me see now.
Come on. Look at the shape.
It's.
Come on, you know it, you know it.
No, I'm not sure. I've seen one before. And,
You've seen one of these, but you... Yeah.
Hello, you're back.
Yeah.
Well, what was it?
An elephant.
Of course, I should have guessed.
And why didn't you? I was holding you up.
Echo, champ.
Okay.
Just one more small test.
You can stand by me to relay on me.
Sure I can. Echo's cordy arms expert.
Okay. Blue bottle.
I heard you call me, Echo. I heard you call me. Pause is for audience applause, not a sausage. Continues act. Strike, stand easy, Poe.
I understand you have a secret weapon for me.
I have it, I have it. Unscrews false kneecap, takes out secret gun. Am in agony as I have not got false kneecap. Puts on bold face, laughs. Hey! Still hurts, though.
What is this remarkable weapon?
It is my backshot pistol. My backshot pistol it is.
You mean whoever fires this pistol gets killed himself?
Yes. You just give it to an enemy. He aims it at you, and he gets deaded himself.
Brilliant. How does it work?
I show you. You show, I shall you. I just point the gun at you, then I pull the trigger and... Oh, no. You pointed at me and you pulled the trigger.
I see, thanks, yes. I pointed at you like this.
No, do not point it at me. Point it at yourself.
But you said...
Be careful, you... Oh, you rotten swine, you! You have deaded me, oh, you... You have shotted me. You have punctured my guaranteed Flash Gordon bulletproof space vest. With cardboard lapels. Price 1 and 9 at all good chemists. Aye, dies. Exits left to register for next year's radio award.
The Silent Bugler, Part 3.
In a dark car with a hat pulled well over its eyes, Seacom was next driven to a submerged airport.
Once there, I was given a spoonful of Aerlinctus for my nerves, which I had unfortunately brought with me.
Will passengers with the disguised MI5 tickets for Mystery Flight X to undisclosed destination please inflate their false wigs and crawl as inconspicuously as possible to the isolated black plane standing in the shadow of the barbed wire. Thank you.
Mystery Flight X, this way, please. Passports, please. All passports, please. Name, sir?
Mrs. Gladys Murgatroyd, spinster.
Right. Next.
I'm
Next.
Madame Fifi La Bonbon, male impressionist.
Good luck. Next.
Rather Rockhampton.
Right, ma'am. Next.
Little does he know that I am not Sir Arthur Rockhampton, but his only son, Prunella.
Little does he know that I am not Woof Woof, but two other dogs of a different breed.
Little do they know that I am not, as I said, Mrs. Gladys Murgatroyd Spinster, but Miss Gladys Murgatroyd Bachelor.
And you, sir?
I'm X-2, Captain Harry Thigun, secret British agent. Plainly, he didn't believe me.
Close the doors and fasten your safety belt, please.
Everybody take your seats. All belts to be fastened. Come on, Captain Seagun. You must fasten your belt now.
Why?
Your trousers are coming down. Is everybody in, Minnie? Yes, Henry. Put the hat on and start taking the money. Yes, please.
Cut me, please.
I'm at the controls, Minnie. Hold fast. Contract.
Contract?
Give it the gun, Hellington.
Hold tight.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was saying, lover, come back to me. You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is saying, lover, come back to me. I remember all those little things you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is saying, lover, come on back to me.
By now, I was deep in enemy territory. Very deep. I was dropped without a parachute. And all the other occupants of the plane were also dropped. I was suspicious as the secret police were all around me. Walking along the Fredstrasse in Berlin, I was halted by two men heavily disguised as Englishmen.
Good morning,
I said. And they replied,
Ach, Marlene Dietrich. Achtung, Prestung, Spitfaren. Rommel Gesundheit.
Curse. He speaks Russian fluently. I must reply. Si, senor. Poor Russian fool. Little does he know that I'm not really a German, but I speak the language fluently.
Poor German fool. Little does he know that I am not a poor Russian fool, but Major Bloodnock, a poor English fool. Nay, idiot.
Pardon my hairs. Ich habe einen guten Tag. Little do they know that I'm saying I'm having a good time in German.
Ten to one. I must open my sealed orders at once.
10 to 1. I must open my sealed orders at once.
10 to 1. Ditto, ditto, ditto at once.
Now, what do my orders say? The man standing before you is Major Bloodnock.
What do mine say? The man standing before you is Captain Seagoon, who has just been informed who you are.
See what mine say. Mix 2 eggs, add sugar. Here, I picked up the wrong envelope. I got Philip Harbin's act.
Bloodnock!
Seagoon!
Philip Harbin!
We must disperse. We'll meet here when the clock strikes one.
Right, when it strikes one. Hello, Bloodnock!
Ah, Seagoon, how
are you? Hello, fellows!
You're late. Where have you been?
I was held up.
Don't answer that phone. It's ringing in Russian.
What? Then I'll put on this false beard. There. Now. Hello? Who's speaking?
If you take that darn silly beard off, I'll tell you. Now, listen. This is HQ MI5 orders. Orders are these. Find the silent bugler. He knows where the time machine is. His location, the Dresden Opera House.
Right.
Any questions?
Yes.
What?
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Men, the Dresden Opera House. Hurry!
Ah, here we are. Today's symphony concert featuring, what's this?
Arelgab Tnelis Eta?
Gad! That spells the silent bugler backwards. Inside! Ah, here's an empty box.
And we're just in time to miss the first 60 movements.
Just look at the orchestra. They must be over 150.
Oh, they look much younger.
I wonder which one is the silent bugler.
That's him. Gosh, he stopped playing.
I didn't hear him.
Well, listen, you're... There he is now.
Where?
Blast, he's gone again.
What was that?
What?
The music seemed to repeat.
I didn't notice anything, and I know my Wagner backwards.
But they're not playing it backwards.
Ah, that accounts for it.
Good heavens! I know. The whole orchestra are phonies. They're miming to a gramophone record.
Then the silent bugler.
He doesn't exist. It must all be a bluff.
You mean...
He doesn't exist. It must all be a bluff.
I thought that's what you meant.
The whole orchestra are secret Russian agents. We must get out of here immediately.
Yeah, how are we going to find a time machine?
We must split up and search under the theater.
Okay, let's go.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's that?
How do I know you are not enemy agents? Prove your identity.
Very well, my card. Major Dennis Bloodnock.
My card, Captain Harry Seagoon.
And here's my card.
Good heavens, at your clubs.
Pontoons only.
Righto. For listeners who have been asleep, of whom I am one, here is a short resume of what's gone before.
Helen Lovejoy, beautiful heiress to the Halibut millions, has been jilted at the altar by Villon de Papricon, the legitimate son of Louis the X1V. Peter, Villon's Eton boating friend, has heard this, but being in Tibet has embarrassed Mary, his fiancée, who, being the only cousin of Sir Raymond Ellington, has passed the title on to Baron Geldray, also heir to the Halibut millions. Now read on.
Meantime, in a disused underground boot-stewing factory, two Russian agents are talking. Ivan Ichibonts... and Vladimir Shotitov.
Ah ja, als ze nou maar eens even keertjes wouden ophouden. Dan, want als ze niet ophouden, dan word ik natuurlijk gek.
And so, as you have heard, they were well aware of the British agent's threat to steal their time machine and were laying a trap.
Hmm? Has he finished?
Oh, you're good.
Now, for listeners without television, we are alone under the theater and you are about to speak.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh!
What, lad?
Look! The time machine!
What luck! Quick, put the bomb inside.
Okay! All done.
Good, good. Now then, any idiot who opens that lid is a goner.
Yep.
Are you sure it's going to work all right?
I'll just try it. Okay.
Right. Come on, what are you looking for?
My legs. Oh, here now, okay.
Hands up! Bloodnock Eccles, what are you doing here?
We've just destroyed the time machine.
Fools, I have the time machine. That was a fake. I put it there to fool the Ruskies. The real machine is next door. Shh. Someone's coming. Ooh. Ah, too late. Hands up. Quick, through this door. Ah, safe.
No, we're not. Someone's coming. Quick.
And through here.
And here.
Quickly. And this one. Just one more.
Taxi. Right, everybody in.
Come on. I'll take the wheel. Quick! Into this river, lad!
Okay.
The river!
Okay, coat off!
Oh, right, this man.
Here we are.
What?
Oh, no, not another racing car. It's a racehorse. Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Shut it off.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody off. Everybody off. Now, quick. Into this racing car this time.
We're safe.
We got away from him.
Yeah. So, you have come back.
No!
Hands up, down, up, down, up, down.
What's all this for?
We believe in keeping our prisoners fit.
You fools, you did not get our time machine. Ha! That was just a disguise. And now, for you, it is the end.
Quick, Bloodlock Eccles, into the time machine.
Quickly. Please, do you mind if I get out?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what now?
Isn't it obvious? We have but one avenue of escape. We must go forward in time.
Oh.
Here are the controls. Stand by. I've got a wooden door shovel here.
That's it.
Now we're off. Now all we have to do is sit tight and we'll find ourselves in...
And so, since our friends are speeding into the future, we have to abandon this edition of The Goon Show. Those who would like to hear how it ended, listen again on March the 15th, 1984. That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Rarington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, a program produced by Peter Eaton.